Hello, you are listening to the All Things College Podcast Show. How you guys doing? And today we're going to talk about whether or not to post a profile picture when you're going to school online. What does that mean? Or should you post your picture and show that beautiful smile? What are some pros and cons of posting that profile picture? So let's talk. When you're online, building rapport and relationships is something that is stressed continuously throughout, right? It is stressed in person, but it's even more stressed online, right? Because a lot of times students are posting from all across the world and you don't know each other from Adam. So one of the ways to connect, sometimes your professor will say, hey, post your picture. And that was a little tricky for me. I'll use myself as an example, okay? Because there were some times that I didn't want my skin color shown. I'll just be honest. I didn't want to be judged on being a black woman that could write, that could present. I just wanted to be a person without all that stuff seen. Because for me, I found that when I posted my picture, okay, of my skin tone and everything, sometimes I was challenged in ways that maybe if I hadn't posted a profile picture, I wouldn't have been challenged on things or questioned. So it kind of made me feel a little funny. And then sometimes there were tricks kind of used, depending on who was teaching the course at the time, that were trying to force students to release pictures so they could tell, because they wanted to know so bad, who is this student? What do they look like? What is their culture? What is their race? What is their nationality? Yeah. And so for me, I had stopped posting it, to be quite honest. I really did. I had stopped posting it because, again, I just became so controversial. I felt like I was questioned about work and assignments online and different things when my picture was shown. But then I noticed when I tested it the following course later, or two or three courses, and I didn't post my picture, I got peace through the course. I got more support. So I'm just sharing my personal experience because it works differently. But then it comes to a point, you get to the point like, heck, you know what? You got to have that faith again where you say, I'm just going to go ahead and post. But again, that's a determination you'll have to make. Because at the end, I decided to post and I was just like, it is what it is. I do great work. I should be proud of who I am. And I'm not saying because one does not post a profile picture, that means they're not proud of the work that they've done. But again, sometimes that picture is used against you once a person understands your culture. And it could be used against you. You may be questioned more. You may be questioned less. You may have less expectation because of that picture. So your professor might not think much of you once they see the picture versus what they thought that you were. It was so bad that I had one particular course where, you know, online, it was never live teaching. It's the professor posts work and you do it by your deadline. Well, this particular professor was so upset that no one posted their picture in the class. He held a mandatory live session and said that everybody had to release who they were and could not put up a picture. They had to talk and be seen. And he was stating that you had to show your face, else that you were not going to get credit for attending that meeting session. So, of course, people did go and complain, and he had to change all of that. But he was so wanting to know. I don't understand that. But anyway, you should make the determination based on what you feel comfortable with. You know, if you don't feel comfortable posting your profile picture, you don't have to post your profile picture. Again, you have the right to post what is comfortable for you. You do not have to post it if you feel like, hey, it's not the best for me right now. I don't know if me posting a picture will make someone take out their personal views on me. And just be careful. You really have to do what's best for you. And that's what I would say, is really do what's best for you, okay? So this is Dr. Lewis signing off on the All Things College podcast show, okay? Do what your gut says to do, okay? Don't think or make a decision emotionally, okay? But just chill and do what's best for you. You'll make the right decision. I have faith in you. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.